Let's, on this Thursday afternoon, take a look at the marketplace and how it traded and what impact it might have over time. On the phone line with us from Mandeville, Louisiana, is Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
Well, let's talk about what the marketplace might do here. We have a couple of reports behind us. The ever-important month of March is out of the way. WASDE is coming up next week on the 9th, I believe, for its release. And when you take a look at the charts, I'm wondering what you see for this week, because it's been fun to watch the weekly numbers as they trade. There's outside weeks all over the place.
Yeah. And the only thing that I can really say when you come to the price action, basically since this rally began in late January, early February, is your reversal down type price actions have basically have been negated within 2 or 3 days. And so that hasn't really been a strong signal to look for, you know, in finding the top in this market. Now, someday one of these reversals will catch. The question is which one? And yesterday we did record, a major key reversal outside down in the beans. And what I mean by a key reversal is that you made a new contract high and then closed sharply lower, and then it was an outside down. So that really stood out, at least on the daily chart. But now today's comeback is basically an inside day, same way with corn, same way with wheat. So while today's higher closes was an indication that maybe that reversal could be suspect because it didn't show any downside follow-through activity in the overnight trade and as well as here in the regular session, an inside day is considered kind of a breather day, neutral day, and that kind of leaves tomorrow as kind of a real key day in how this market is going to perform as we go into the crop report. My guess is, since we're only, you know, a few days away from it, I think it's next Wednesday, maybe the market will just kind of consolidate. But we are well ahead for the week, so we are going to close out the week higher after that big surge that we had there on Monday, at least on corn and soybeans. Wheat may end up closing out lower, but corn and soybeans are going to close out higher. And we'll see what the weather pattern and everything looks like next week, because the market's going to start shifting toward planting activity, how quickly this crop's going to go in the ground, what kind of where it's going in the ground at, and all this kind of stuff. And at least at the moment, it doesn't look like anybody's going to be doing anything big in the next couple of weeks anyway.
And so just to recap, we've been talking about beans, the May contract in particular, making a new contract high, posting an outside down or a key reversal on the daily charts yesterday, but looking like at this point it may post an up week in that particular marketplace. And then we have a whole bunch of outside things happening in the corn pit on the charts, and those are in the weekly charts. I suppose they could go either way yet. I haven't actually figured the numbers. I can't imagine they're too. Yeah, it can still go either way. What do you think will happen?
Well, my bias is the trend is up. Corn futures traced out a monthly or a quarterly reversal to the upside during the January, Feb, March quarter. So that, as far as I'm concerned, that kind of lays the technical groundwork for this market to strengthened all the way into the growing season. So I'm quite positive yet the corn market. I think once this overbought technical condition kind of runs its course, I think there's room for another surge up yet in corn. Conservatively, I'm still looking at May and December corn futures trying on the chew size of 5.25. So I'm still kind of in that camp. Soybeans, they kind of stair-step up. What I'm looking at is a lead futures chart. you know, we broke out of that 96-cent trading range that we spent during the fall months there back in early February. We doubled that. We went up to 1460, and then we kind of had a correction. And now this week we have broken above the second 96-cent trading range. So, and we're holding above that. So the next upside target based upon this methodology is going to be about 1563. But 15 and a quarter is going to be the first hurdle. And then I think if he could go through 15 and a quarter, then we are on our way then to 1560 or something like that on the front end in November.
Mm-hmm. So 520
or front end May.
Yeah, 525 for corn nearby May and December, and then on May beans you're up much.
15 and a quarter. And then maybe a good run up at the 1570, 1575 area, because the channel is slanted. It does have a slight slant to the upside. So by the time we get up in that area, it could be the 1575.
And then November beans, does it get drug along or not?
Yeah. November beans will go along. What I'm looking at, if we can negate this reversal, like I said, today's is kind of an inside day. What I would like to see to be bullish these commodities is to see a higher close tomorrow, preferably above today's high point. I think that would lay the groundwork then that everything could go on up to the next leg, and my target area on November 14 beans is going to be 1250, and then there's one about 1275. So, kind of following along with the May, but we'll be a couple dollars short. I do think a move to 12 something is definitely in the cards for November beans.
Any fundamental reasons to support all those pushes higher?
Well, beans. If you look at your weekly export sales or your marketing year sales, we're 105 million bushels above USJ's projections. So USJ's, since they didn't find any beans on the March report, next week's supply-demand revisions, they're going to have to do some they're going to really have to sharpen their pencil, because if you subtract 100 million off of our 130 million bushel carryout, or 135 million bushel carryout, then you come into a negative deal. So we're going to either have to import some beans, or we're going to have to go up to a price level to cut demand to the point that we can get by. So beans still look like, old crop beans still are in a rationing mode, that could pull your November beans along with it, just for the idea that we need more bean acres. On corn, we've already exceeded USDA's projection by about 8 million here today, or a couple million. So I think you're going to see USDA is going to have to wrestle with a higher export projection. I think you could probably go above 1,700, whether or not USDA does that right away, but you could probably add another 100 million to exports on corn. Instead of 16 and a quarter, be 17 and a quarter. And since they didn't find any bushels on the March report, we're going to be talking about a carryout something around 1.3 something, and that's only about 700 million bushels short of what the bears were talking about 4 or 5 months ago. So all of a sudden, we've got much tighter balance sheets. The spring weather pattern is not very conducive to an early planting anyway. If anything, we're going to start squeezing the planting window in if some of this cold and wet weather materializes over the next couple, 3 weeks.
Hey, thanks, Dan. We'll talk with you again tomorrow for Commodity Week.
Very well.
That's Dan Zwicker. He's with CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana.